Our next guest is a longtime friend of the Power Hour. If you aren't familiar with John Whitehead, he's an attorney, he's an author, who's written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and rights, which we love here. That's one of the reasons we love John. He really started to see what was or where all this was going in 1982. He dedicated his life. The Rutherford Institute was born. Rutherford.org. Rutherford.org is a website, a nonprofit, to raise money to stand for the Constitution and to stop these encroachments that are just seemingly multiplying. He's the man you want on the wall. He's the man you need on the wall. John Whitehead, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me on, sir.
Absolutely. You've also written a book called Battlefield America, which is excellent. Why don't you just plug that real quick and where people can get it?
Yeah, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. You get it on Amazon, our website. You know, it's sold. It was actually a bestseller on Amazon, has been. It still isn't selling very well. So, but it's a compilation of all the things I see going on in the country. And I'm trying to warn people, but I'll be honest with you, I think things are really going downhill rapidly. So I'm telling people to get ready, prepare for the worst.
All right. Let's hold that thought, prepare for the worst. Give a background for somebody, you know, like my mother. Pretend my mother-in-law just happened to listen today, because maybe she is. I talked to her over the weekend. Maybe she's listening. My mother-in-law just kind of, you know, she's a red-blooded American, thinks everything's good. She is concerned about some of the things that are happening. How would you explain to my mother-in-law where we're at in the environment that you see?
Well, we're in a total surveillance state right now. Everything is being watched. Your cars, the new cars are all recording what you're doing. The TV sets, all the apps on your phone are reporting. The police have all the information they need. That's why when you have the 80,000 SWAT team raids that are occurring across America, that's not good. There were only a few thousand in the 1980s. 80% of those SWAT team raids, by the way, where kids are getting killed, older folks, dogs, up to 500 dogs shot a day. 80% of those SWAT team raids are for mere warrant service, where a policeman used to show up to your door and knock on the door to make sure you were the right person with a warrant in their hand. Now they're crashing at the doors in the middle of the night across the country. And with the rise of the red flag gun laws, things like that, there's even more paranoia among a lot of people out there, the American police, and they're, like I say, people are getting killed. And again, you can, all you have to do is a little research and see all that. Economically, $20 trillion in debt now. Economists are saying that the country is going to collapse economically. We're going into a Great Depression at some point. And with all the 75,000 stores are predicted to go out of business by 2026. Can I say that again? 75,000 stores will close by 2026. The economy does not look good. The debt, what we're seeing, people, you know, all the things I'm seeing, people, you know, all the people getting shot in the streets, by the police. You look at the statistics, you see that, you know, 1,400 or 1,500 people a year are shot by police. And many of them, you know, are people either walking away or whatever, holding a cell phone. So, we're in a mess in this country. If you look at how it's developing around the world, countries like China is having a tremendous impact here, by the way. Google, Amazon, Microsoft always all work with the Chinese government in setting up their surveillance state, and they're doing it here. They're doing security stores, scores here, not so-called social scores as they do in China. So we can go into more detail in some of these areas, but we're in a situation now where if you're a rebel out there and you're by yourself, watch out. That's what I would say. That's why I'm telling people, if you're going to in any way try to combat what we're seeing happening, you're going to have to get together in groups and use some really good strategies. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself at the end of a SWAT team raid. Or if you have a weapon, as you know, the red flag gun laws, all it takes is a neighbor to go into court and swear that he thinks you're crazy. They'll come get your gun. And a lot of people are resisting that. Some are getting killed and beaten up over it. So this is something that if you go back 20 or 30 years ago and told people this was going to happen in America, they said you're nuts.
Let me ask you a stark question, because some people, I guess maybe they don't want to deal with it, or maybe they don't want to come to the realization of what we are really facing. They'll say, well, then just follow the law and there'll be no problem. If you just do what the police or the law enforcement says, then you won't have an issue.
Mm-hmm. It's called Heil Hitler. And I would say that if the schools were doing a good job, they're not public schools, they're government schools. They're, you know, currently got a generation of students who don't believe in free speech. You look at the polls today, kids are ready to do away with free speech. Totally. They don't want it. They don't want people out here saying, I disagree with you, whatever. You know, we have a totally confused group of young people coming out outside. They don't even know what sex they are anymore. And all that's being pushed through the public schools and the media now. And the problem I see, and I try to tell people this, is that the average American watches about 150 hours of television a month. I know people who turn the television the first thing they get up in the morning. It plays all day here and there, and they have it on while they sleep. I mean, the TV sets are pacifiers. They're meant to keep you asleep. I mean, with the programming and all this and that, and people fall into it. And there's a few people out here who want to fight back. But if you do, a Julian Assange or anybody like that, or any of the people out there, the Snowdens of the world, they have to run and hide. If they don't run and hide, then they grab them and put them in prisons and starve them to death and torture them to death, which is what they're doing to guys like Assange. So, and people say, well, yeah, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, really, sure, if the government's doing something illegal, thank God, I'll put it this way, there are people out there who have the guts and the intestinal fortitude to say, here's what they're doing, folks. They're violating. Listen, the surveillance they're doing now, the government violates the Fourth Amendment. They're gutting the Constitution. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't want the Bill of Rights. And when I talked to law students today who are graduating from law school, they can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights. They don't even teach it in schools anymore. So there's something going on. It's not people say, well, what's a conspiracy theory, a theorist? And I say, someone who disagrees with the government. And that's basically what it is. It's someone who's saying, hey, here's what they're doing. And you go, oh, yeah, you're conspiring. You're a conspiracy theorist, you know. No matter. And everything I say, by the way, in my books and stuff, they're credible public, so-called credible, like the Washington Post or whatever, and New York Times. They do stories on this. They're tracking it.
Let me ask you about the Bill of Rights. Let me ask you specifically about the Bill of Rights, because a friend of mine, Dr. Dave Krupa, he's got a show out of Texas, a radio show. He got involved with a situation, kind of standing up and wanting to enforce the Constitution, what have you. He found himself in a meeting with the Attorney General of the area there. In that meeting, he has this guy on recording, and he says that state statute trumps the Bill of Rights. He says this on a tape. He has a recording of him saying this. Will you please explain to our audience, to the world, and to this ignorant Attorney General, that nothing can trump the Bill of Rights? Will you explain that?
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. I mean, it was added. Why you have the Bill of Rights is there are a few really, I guess you want to call them radicals, Thomas Jefferson's, people like that.
Patrick Henry's.
Yeah, give me liberty, give me death. They did not like the Constitution as written because they said it set up a centralized government and they needed protection. So they gave us the 10 amendments to the Constitution, which give us free speech. And the Fourth Amendment is the key, and it's been gutted, by the way. It says that the government should not be doing surveillance or pull you over on a road unless they have probable cause with some evidence of crimes. But they don't know they're bypassing here. And again, the government does not want you knowing that you have a Bill of Rights. They don't want you knowing that. And most people don't know it today, by the way. I meet lawyers who can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights. And, you know,
what goes through your mind, hey, John, when you see that, you see a lawyer, somebody practicing law, supposedly protecting the law, a servant of the law who doesn't even know the Bill of Rights, what goes through your mind?
Well, it's a wonderment now, because when I was in law school, and that was about 40 years ago, it was heavily emphasized in constitutional law. I mean, you had to know it to get out of school. What goes into my mind is that someone along the line, somebody in power, and I call it the corporate state because we're ruled by corporations, by the way. I mean, the corporations go in the White House. I mean, most people don't realize that Zuckerberg, you know, who runs Facebook, in October had two dinners with Donald Trump. If I go to the White House and knock on the door and say, I'd like to come in and talk to President, just a second, I'd get arrested and thrown out. So we're rolling, you know, again, the people who run the government, the corporate people, they want your money. That's basically the bottom line. They want your money. The average American pays more in taxes and all this stuff, welfare. I mean, you know, than you do. You know, you pay more, and you know, I'm going to get money. See, clothing, everything. You know, across the health care and all that. You pay more in taxes than you pay for those things. So, they've got your money, and they want your money, and they're geared to get it. And that's what it's all about. I mean, we live in a very greedy society that's lost all those great old, I'll use the word Judeo-Christian principles that were really important at one time, you know, emphasizing empathy, caring for people and stuff like that. I mean, we handle a number of cases dealing with churches who wanted to feed the homeless. Cities are cracking down now and saying they can't feed the homeless, or they want to house them during Christmas. And they're trying to close them down. I'm going, what kind of people think like that? And it's happening across the country. So it's a society that's, we've moved into a society that focuses on material wealth, gain, and those kind of things. And we've forgotten that the great rebels of history, and you can start down the line, you know, but there were people who didn't look in that direction. They thought, well, I go out, I do good things, I'll help people. The Jesus character, you know, Jesus Christ, and a number of the, you know, the early founding fathers. You mentioned Patrick Henry, a great man, George Mason, who really helped set up the Bill of Rights that we have. They were emphasized on what can we do to help people, and we've lost that today. So again, well, that's why we're seeing all we're having here, because again, when you watch television today, again, the average American watches 150 hours a month. They're focusing on one thing, and that's, you know, whatever the hot shots from the corporate entities are pitching at them all the time, all the commercials and all the crap they're trying to sell.
It's ever on Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars,
exactly,
America's Got Talent.
It's a little scary, you know. If you study history, and again, I've written over 30 books on this. There are wise people that I deal with across the board that have been in this area for years, and they're all looking at me saying, "John, there's not a lot of hope." But that doesn't mean you give up. No, that's the reason I'm still in the battle for this stuff. You don't give up. You do what you can do till. You know, you don't, because I believe there's a hereafter, and I, you know, I want to be able to maybe get in that hereafter. And you know, I often said, if I walk into the gates of heaven, Saint Peter ever look at me and say, "You did some really, you're really stupid," you know, whatever, but you know, we'll let you in. You did some good things. But that's what we should be focused on today: is how do we help one another? You know, if they're doing SWAT teams in your area. I mean, and look, the local newspapers are controlled by, there are very few local newspapers anymore. Most of them are controlled by guys like Warren Buffett, who's buying them all up. They're just becoming advertising rags. And they're not reporting what's going on in your local communities. And that's another sad feature. You know, we're not, the so-called media we have out there is very placid, and they're afraid to say this or that. And they're afraid now of free speech, which is crazy.
Let me change gears just a little bit. Let me go back to what you said first. I believe, and I've said this over and over, ideas are bulletproof. That's kind of the ethic. In America, the American ideal is that the self-evident truth is our rights come from our creator, not from government, and government's only purpose is to protect those rights. I if you're going to tell me what is America, the greatest political moment possibly ever, certainly written the Declaration of Independence, government's only purpose is to secure our rights.
Banned in public schools today, by the way. Kids are not taught the Declaration of Independence in most schools. Go ahead.
What does that say? Well, so my question to you, I think that is the American ideal. That also is the antidote to all this tyranny, but we're losing that ethic. That ethic is not in our children. Therefore, what we're seeing is something different in the streets. That's my feeling.
Yeah. Exactly. The kids are being groomed today to be materialists and to be frightened of words like free speech. And I deal with kids out of law school and who have worked for me or whatever. And I mean, when you got kids saying that there are certain words that have to be completely banned, you know, and whatever, and they're whispering. I mean, I had some guy call me. He says, "John, I had a Christmas party this year." And I said, "Oh, good." He said, "But there was a problem." He said, "It was called a community tree party, and everybody was whispering Merry Christmas to each other. They wouldn't say it out loud." And I was saying,
"Wow,
what kind of people are afraid to say Merry Christmas?"
Wow.
And it's to that point. But you know, when I talk to young people today, you know, like I say, they're frightened. They run from words. They're running from words.
Wow.
And but let's go back to the great people of history went through a lot of problems. They got crucified, shot, you know, strung up for saying what they said, but they stood for good principles, and they gave us these principles to live on forever. But the way that technology is moving today, and I have to warn people, I research this all the time, artificial intelligence has taken over the internet. And guys like Elon Musk from Tesla are screaming about it. He just said, listen, I've been screaming about it, and you Americans are not going to wake up until they see the robots on the street. And the police now are using a robot dog in some states. You can look it up. It's called Spot. Robot dogs are going to the door. These things are going to be dangerous, folks.
Let me change gears because we want to talk a lot about Virginia. Let's talk about specifically red flag laws, just the environment that you're seeing gun quote-unquote control, gun quote-unquote statutes throughout the country. Where are we with that? And then let's merge into Virginia. We've got about 7 minutes for the break.
If things continue as they are, they're going to come get the guns, yes. Because guns, you know, there's one thing. It isn't the,
Let me stop you right there. John, let me stop you right there. Do you honestly think America's going to let that happen? Honestly. I want your honest opinion.
I think at a certain point they probably will, yes, because they're being programmed. We're about a generation away, is what I would say, or less, yes. The red flag gun laws are a warning. The new HARP, you know, this HARP organization being set up by the Trump administration right now. It's going to be analyzing your facial expressions, tattoos, everything on your body to see if you might be dangerous. And that's on its way. I mean, those things are coming. They're going to be watching. Again, and it's going to be artificial intelligence picking out who's dangerous. And people don't realize there's, you know, a database of about 8 million people, the government admits, called Maine Corps. They admit, the government admits they have this database. There's 8 million people plus on this website, on the so-called database, that will be rounded up in times of trouble, dissent, or whatever. So, I mean, they already have a database for at least 8 million people are going to be rounded up. And the FEMA camps do exist. They're on military bases. I've been told that by NSA agents. And I don't know if you know this, but we should talk about this earlier. In Fort Benning, Georgia, ICE is building, has already started building. It's cost $1 million at Fort Benning, Georgia, a model city where the government agency are going to be fighting civilians. So they're already getting ready. So there's a number of other things connected to that are scary.
Do you have a time frame in your mind?
They're getting ready to fight the civilians, yes.
Do you have a time frame where you see this kind of breaking down? Do you see this Virginia thing as kind of a powder keg to spark all this?
I think that what happened in Virginia in a way is good, because what they fear most, we can talk more about this, is groups. People getting in groups saying, "I ain't going to do it." And I think that's what they fear. They fear mass movements. It's the lone guys out there, the three or four that they, you know, that they'll take arrests, harass forever, you know, but they don't like large groups. And, I think the Virginia thing shows that there's a way you can kind of back them off if you get together. And they did. They've done, so far they've done that in Virginia.
Do you supposedly this next month, January 2020, there's some pretty draconian type gun laws that are on the hook there in Virginia that may be voted on? It's a Democrat controlled house, complete Congress, complete the governorship. They've been very aggressive about their stated purposes about guns. I mean, obviously they're watching this. Do you think it's going to back them off, or do you think they're going to incrementally just try to inch this thing along?
I think they're going. It is their goal to take the gun. Yes, they're going to incrementally push it through. And like I say, it's a generation or less away. That's my opinion. Yes, they're coming.
Well, I tend to agree with you.
But they're not going. Listen, they're not going. Listen, the governor is chauffeured around by people with guns. All the celebrities that come out against guns are guarded by people with guns. They're going to keep the gun. But they don't want the common folk to have the guns. And there's a reason. They don't want opposition. They want to be the ones that can shoot and kill and get away with it. And they do.
You're a historian as well as a world-class lawyer, first-rate lawyer, first-rate constitutional advocate. When you see things like this coming together, I mean, Nazi Germany's got to go through your mind. I mean, doesn't it?
Yeah, I include it in my books. I talk about Nazi Germany. The old Soviet Union, by the way, is a good example. But modern communist China is a really good example where they're actually, I mean, it's horrific some of the things they're doing. I mean, people who just disagree with the government now are being put in these chairs and bound down with wires and stuff and tortured and questioned by the police. I've actually seen videos of it, and that is so freaky. It's like George Orwell. George Orwell's come true already. I keep telling people, if you haven't read the book, read it, because it's definitely here.
What you're telling us, we got about a minute before the break. I'll make it personal. What I'm getting out of what you're telling us right now is that we better batten down the hatches and we better be ready to stand for the truth, because the truth is about to be absolutely obliterated by this coming tyranny.
Yes, and I think you can stop it. We could stop it if we could turn the TV sets off. But again, we're controlled by the what's going on the screens. As long as you're doing that, an average American I talk to has no idea any of this is going on. They're so distracted. And with all the entertainment spectacles, all the sports stuff, they're completely sucked into a void. And I mean, they have no idea. They look at me like I'm crazy, and I show them the statistics and facts, and they go, oh, that's interesting.
What's the most alarming statistic that you give somebody that makes them kind of wake up?
The fact, most people realize that everything is watching you now, reporting it to the government. Everything. So that you're totally being watched. I mean, that, again, people just don't want to seem to believe that, but that's out there. You know, that to me, once you move into a total surveillance state, we'll be absolutely controlled. Yeah. And if you're watching a screen, and by the way, they already developed the implants for the brain. I mean, Google's already got them. Facebook has got a headband they're going to be put on your head that can control your thoughts. And people are going to want to do it. I mean, young people are really into it, unfortunately.
If you're not doing anything wrong, then what do you care if the government's watching you?
It doesn't matter if you're doing anything wrong. In Nazi Germany, people weren't doing anything wrong. But when it came time to round them up, needing somebody to go to the concentration camps to work for the private groups. Most of the concentration camps were private corporations running them.
Wow.
They won't care about that. All you gotta do is make a simple mistake.
There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, John Rutherford, John Whitehead from Rutherford, I did it again. Stay tuned. I mean, this guy's on the front line, ladies and gentlemen. He's telling you what's out there, what is there right now. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure, it is a responsibility, it is a weight, it is a relief, it is every emotion you can imagine being in this chair in front of this microphone. Imagine John Rutherford, his, you know, what has it been now, John? 30, 40 plus years, you know, 30 or 40 years you've been doing this and looking at what's happening in America. You've been raising the flag and asking for people to come, and people have not come in the numbers that we need. And so he needs your support. Rutherford.org is the website, as we do. Rutherford.org is a book. Battlefield America is a fantastic expose with evidence, with stories, with, I mean, this isn't just conjecture. He's going to lay it out for you where we're at, kind of what's been going on. You make your own conclusion. I don't know how any patriotic person, any sensible person, any reasonable person, you know, they always talk about let's be reasonable. Any reasonable person can look at some of these things, look at this book, and not be shaken, and not look at some of the most horrific occurrences of the last 200 or 300 years and not see similarities. So therefore, what are we going to do? You look at your children and burying your head in the sand and looking away from this is not going to stop it. We have to return to ethics. We have to return to morality. We have to return to truth. We have to, people say, well, we got to get back to God. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean we go to these churches who water down everything and tell us that, you know, everything's fine and just do what the government says? No. Going back to God means going back to the truth. And there's a self-evident truth that our founding fathers forged and discovered and proclaimed that gives them the crown and gives them the adoration that we all give them. Their fame knows no bounds because they said that these truths are self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. In the very breath of life, you have these rights. Self-defense is in this is their writings. You cannot argue against self-defense. It is so self-evident. For you to even argue it makes you a moron. But what are we seeing? This ethics and who we are and self-determination and government's role. They said government's only role, only moral role, is to protect these rights. Only moral role of government. That's not my words. That's all our founding fathers. That's the blood and the snow. They didn't have shoes on Christmas night as they crossed the Delaware and went to the Hessians in Trenton, as they left the blood on that trail because they had nothing. All their money was about to run out, but they had faith. On the East River, when they were cornered and a hurricane came and the fog came up and the miracles that happened, Patrick Henry proclaiming, they say we are weak. When will we be stronger? Besides, God will send friends to fight our battles for us. If we are united in liberty, we cannot lose. The problem is we have people here like John here and we're all disunified. We must be united in liberty. And I have asked you and I have begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. I've begged you to pray for us. I'm begging you now to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that these ethics, that these morals can be re-injected into you, and that you, your future, can have truth in it. Because this is really comes down to Lucifer says that God cursed all of us by giving us choice. I'll get rid of all choice and make you happy. And then the Founding Father says the pursuit of happiness is an unalienable right given by your Creator, that you have the ability to choose. Which is it, the gospel of Jesus Christ or the gospel of Lucifer? Which one? That's what all this is about at its very core. Roman mythology talks about this, not just the biblical stories. John Rutherford is at the heart of it. Rutherford.org. Please support him. Please buy his book. Also support us over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys, please. Please don't buy that Chinese imitation crap on Amazon, please. It's been proven over and over again. It's riddled with it. And then you say, wow, I bought that vitamin D that Daniel was talking about. It didn't do anything. You don't even know if it's vitamin D. It might be baby powder for all you know. I mean, really. Buy from the good guys. We have the quality products. There's something on there that you can use. ThePowerMall.com. We got great specials. DEC5 or DEC10 at checkout on line. ThePowerMall.com. Buy from the good guys. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. We are here and we're working on some big things. And in the next couple months, we're expanding. You're going to start seeing this because we are not going to sit here and stand by. We have a plan. There's people I've talked to. We have an idea of what we want to accomplish here. And we think we can do something. We need you with us, okay? And John, we need you to support John. That was a long-winded explanation, John, in support of you. But anything you may want to add to that or a plea you want to make for your cause there?
Well, like I say, if you go to our website, Rutherford.org, give people a copy of the Bill of Rights for any donation. So, and they're a billfold size. You fold and put them in your billfold. And so it was amazing that it was not too long ago that a fellow was on the street corner. He had a copy of our Bill of Rights, but he was protesting. I forget what he was protesting. The police pulled up, and one of the cops walked out and said, "You know, well, what are you standing here? What are you doing here?" And he said, "Oh, well, I'm protected the Bill of Rights." He read the First Amendment to the policeman and handed him our billfold card. The cop looked at it and said, "Okay," got the car and drove off. That's the way to do it. Carry it with you. Bring it out. I mean, and you'll see they fold up really nice. And here's the thing. The Bill of Rights is only 462 words. If you're a slow reader, it takes you less than 5 minutes to read it. So, I don't know. Again, like I say, the schools are blowing it away, and you got these kids today screaming about, as I said, free speech, and they're wanting to do away with it and, you know, destroy it. And, you know, it's really scary stuff. I mean, when you got kids saying that they don't want anything to do with the Bill of Rights anymore, they don't, or the Declaration of Independence.
I would never in a million years send my child to a public school. I would never, ever, 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 ever inflict and put that torture on my children. And if for no other reason than what John Rutherford just told you, they are not teaching the heritage of our country to our children. Period.
Amazing. A poll recently by the Campaign for Free Speech found that more than 51% of Americans said they would give up their rights guaranteed by the First Amendment as outdated. Outdated. Your rights are outdated. That's exactly. I mean, it's amazing. You know, in the college students today, 51% of college students say that they have a right to shout down speakers they don't agree with and stop them from speaking.
But let's get back to Virginia a second. Let me ask you this, because you're, you know, especially your legal opinion. Many of the counties there in Virginia, basically, they've come out and say, hey, we're sanctuary counties, we're constitutional counties, the Second Amendment will be protected, there will be these laws, quote-unquote, they're not laws, but you know what I mean, statutes that are being proposed by the governor and the Democratic Congress there, we will not enforce them in our county. This, the Attorney General of Virginia has come out and, one, threatened that to use the National Guard, and two, said that these proclamations by these counties have no legal effect and that they still must do what they are told to do by the governor. Your feeling about that dynamic?
Well, if you were to, if Thomas Jefferson was standing there, he would, he would say, get lost, man. We're going to do what we want to do. We're ready to fight. And that's the great thing about when you read about some of these great historical characters, they were like that. They just stood their ground and said, we're not going to do it. This is our right. And, you know, you have a constitutional provision called the Second Amendment, which guarantees your right to have a firearm. And the militia, by the way, that's talked about that Second Amendment was a militia to fight the government. If they came in and got around, the people gathered together and got their guns. They kept their guns at home, by the way. There wasn't a national army or anything. And they got their guns, got together, and marched and did what they wanted. And, again, the government listens to that at a certain point. The problem, though, and I have to be really honest with you, the police today are so heavily armed that, you know, if you don't use great strategy, and again, I want to talk to some of these groups that are talking like this, watch out, because they will gun you down now today, and they're ready, they're armed. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security, again, wake up, America, I've talked about this for a number of years, ordered recently, a couple years ago, 1.6 million hollow point bullets for their federal agencies, federal agents. The Department of the IRS agents now have hollow point bullets. And why? Well, I'm a former infantry officer, by the way. Hollow point bullets were illegal to be used by us as Army, because when they hit, they expand on contact, and at that point, they'll blow your arm off. You just got there. You know, that's what Martin Luther King, JFK, John Lennon had five of them shot through him. They're usually used by government agents to knock people off, and they're very, very deadly. But you got them now, 1.6 million of those, with 175,000 agents, federal agents running around this country with hollow point bullets now. The Smithsonian Institution, the museum, their so-called agents have hollow point bullets. So they're ready to blow people away, and they've set up their system, and they're ready to go. Again, I think that getting together, strategizing, and coming up with a really good strategy that will push this back, you can do it. Because, you know, again, they don't like mass movements. And, again, Martin Luther King wasn't perfect. And, again, a lot of people down him today for whatever reason. But, listen, his own family has come out publicly and said the government killed him. They shot him through the head because he said he was going to shut the government down. He actually said that with First Amendment activity. And that was the final, you know, again, that was an essay he wrote. And it came out after he died. They watched everything he did. They watched people. You know, they infiltrate movements all the time. The FBI, groups like that, they're watching everything people do so they can stop them. So if you use the right strategy, you look very dangerous to the government. But at that point, you have to use a really smart strategy in the sense that, again, I'll say this, the government will blow you away.
Let me ask you about Tazewell County. It's one of the counties there in Virginia. Something upwards of 80 plus of the 95 counties of Virginia have all had surpassed some kind of Second Amendment resolution in the counties. Tazewell County went one step further, and they reenacted the militia from basically 1776. The militia, the county militia of the people, that they would use this militia to protect and enforce Second Amendment protections. What is the legal standing of that, and also the legal standing? To me, the Second Amendment is supreme. So anything that infringes upon it, it's null and void. The government is saying, well, this is the law. No, it's null and void to me. Your comment on that and your comment on Tazewell County, their militia that they've reformed.
I think, you know, again, the militia historically is, historically it has a good foundation. And I don't think there's anything wrong with people, and legally, I think that you can do it. The thing that people have to be really careful about, again, is how they carry it forward. If you get, listen, all it would take, and I think you have to be, really, like I say, I'm being really careful, is one person in a group movement like that who is a government agent who fires at somebody or shoots somebody in the leg. That's all it will take. So you have to be really be careful who you're working with, who's controlling it, and what you do. Because, again, they're wanting you to look like you're violent and you're wanting to do all these things, but all you're doing is defending the Constitution. So, legally, I mean, again, this government, he can say he can send the National Guard. He looked like an idiot if he did that, pairing the Attorney General.
What about the second? See, to me, Marbury versus Madison, anything that's contrary to the Bill of Rights is null and void. For them to say you can take our guns, that's not law. That's what I'm screaming at. Do you agree? I mean, you're a lawyer. You're a constitutional lawyer. Is that the truth?
Second Amendment's really clear. You have a right to have a firearm, you know. But the problem is that, you know, again, with this new program that's under the Trump administration, they're going to be watching everything you're doing and trying to get you before you get there. In other words, if you move your face the wrong way, and they're going to know if you have a firearm, by the way. And most people don't know this. The Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments on every home in America. They go from green to red. If you own any kind of firearm, a hunting rifle, whatever, you're a red. And people wonder why sometimes the police come to the door and they're agitated. And we've had a number of cases like that, by the way, where the police come and they're very, very agitated. They have the information that you have some kind of firearm. And they're ready. I mean, you have to be really wise in what you're doing and use good strategy. But even if you use that, I keep telling people, I've studied this for 40 years. They infiltrate movements, they try to discredit movements, and they'll do everything they can to do it. I mean, they collected 17,000 pages of information on Martin Luther King, watching him, trying to figure out how to destroy the guy. And when they found they couldn't do that, they shot him. That's my opinion. So, we're dealing with something, and you use the word Satan or whatever, whoever's running the government, well, they ain't very friendly when it comes to the so-called good spiritual values. They don't believe in that. They, again, everything is run by money. And once money takes control, the root of all evil is the love of money. That's what it's all about today. If you don't know what the term surveillance capitalism is, folks, to listen, look it up. It's the government working with corporations to watch everything you do, to sell your product, and to control you. And they do it through screen devices and otherwise.
Let's talk about preparing. Let me ask you this. How do you think Virginia is going to shake out? Is this kind of a trial balloon that the tyranny is kind of looking to see how this is going to react, or how do you think it's going to shake down?
Listen, as long as they, and I'll use the word nonviolent, which is wise, as long as they stay nonviolent, unless they're, you know, again, attacked or something like that, I think they'll do just fine. And a strategy is the key. And that's something that, you know, so far it looks okay. The problem is they're looking for anybody to do something weird that they can point and say, uh-oh, they're really nutty, they're crazy, let's go get them. And, again, like I say, the FBI, if you said, again, it's in all of my books, by the way. I talk about the FBI and NSA and groups like that. They will send agents into movements and infiltrate them to discredit those movements. So be very, very careful is what I'm saying.
Let me talk about, or let's let you talk about preparing. You've warned us now. What you're telling me is the government is acting illegitimately. They're throwing the Constitution away. That makes them illegitimate.
They've already thrown the Constitution away, yeah.
So that to me, they're illegitimate, but we don't have the capacity or whatever to stand up. We need to get it really quickly. Preparing. What do we need to do to prepare?
Well, the first thing you have to understand if you're really a rebel out there, and rebel is a good word. I mean, I've been called that all my life, and that's great, but that's all right. I mean, and people look at you and say you're weird. but that's all right. So was the people who wrote the Constitution. They were considered weird by a lot of folks around the world at the time. But preparing, I think that, again, you have to look at it economically. I think economically, watch out, because any second, I mean, the two things that they used to take control, Hitler did it well, and other dictators, is once an economy starts collapsing, they implement really strong, overt controls. The other thing is that, like I said, you know, again, you're going to have to, you know, they fear groups getting together who are using wisdom and speaking truth and, you know, again, talking about the Constitution and things like that and setting forth a really good document. And I think we need that, a clear document of rights. Those things, you know, but I think those are things that we need to do. But the key is getting together in groups. They fear mass movements. They fear them. They don't fear a group of 10 people, no. Once it gets to the 100, the 200, the 300, they're starting to go, what are we going to do with this one? And because they don't want – they look terrible if they're slaughtering people. Yeah, but they've done it in the past, by the way, and they may do it. But the point is that you're dealing with, and you said it, an illegitimate government, a government that does not operate off the Constitution anymore. So emphasize
– Let me add what you just said. Because they don't operate off the Constitution, because of what the Constitution is, they're offending God. This is what I want to get across to the religious people who are listening or these churches. This is an offense to God Almighty. This isn't just, well, we disagree politically. You are now offending the creator of all the universe. This is an offense to our God. This is much different than, hey, we disagree politically down at the PTA meeting. Continue. Sorry.
Yes. Well, to the people in the churches, which I'm always surprised how they align with the government immediately when the fellow that they so-called worship Jesus opposed government and the government killed him. It wasn't just a group of a few people. It was the Roman government in conjunction, by the way, with the ruling hierarchy of the religious hierarchy of his day. He was tried by a group of rabbis and then sent to Caesar to be executed. And when they had to vote to supreme or not, they took a criminal. Barabbas, remember? All that, folks?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Jesus was killed by the government. He was crucified in the most horrible way. I mean, the crucifixion, I've written about it on our website. You can look at it. If you read about what a crucifixion was like, it should freak you out. But it was people standing there watching it, by the way. They didn't oppose it. I mean, the people watching the people getting crucified in those days just watched it. And that's what we're doing today. We're just watching. And I'm telling you this, people who are listening to this program, if you're watching and you're watching people get destroyed, you're watching your right get destroyed, you're actually worse than the people doing it because you're agreeing with it at that point. So don't be a chicken. Take a stand for freedom. And if you have to go down, you go down.
Let me ask you about Civil War. We got about 3-4 minutes. This has been a fantastic interview, John. Rutherford.org is your website. Battlefield America is the book. Please support John. John White. I've reversed your name about 10 times. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. You're John Rutherford to me. But anyway, Rutherford.org.
I've been called a lot worse.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure. Civil War, we hear reports that, even Russian intelligence is telling us they feel a civil war is coming on the American soil in the next few years. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, again, they like division. Again, there may be a civil war, but as long as they have the people fighting against one another, they're back on the sidelines laughing and watching themselves. So when you're fighting with your fellow citizen, the government's just smiling. That's what they like. They win at that point. Once you turn and look at them and say, uh-oh, there's the enemy, they start going, well, how are we going to work this one out, you know, or run for the hills? Because the only way they operate is, and again, most of the politicians I've met over my life, they're not great, courageous men. Again, they're guarded by people with machine guns, but they don't want you to have a pistol or a hunting rifle. So
yeah.
That's just the way it goes. Once they have you fighting against one another, we see it all today. I'm seeing these free speech protests where they're smashing and throwing things at each other. I'm saying, you're idiotic fools. That's what they want. They love division. As long as you're doing that, they're happy.
I have said many times on this program that as we go forward, we're at a unique point in history, especially American history, because now it's, even my mother, I had a long conversation. I bring up my mother-in-law all the time, but I had a long conversation with her. She realizes how things have changed in America, and she's seeing now the tyranny and the concerns that she's having. She sees it, whether her children do or whatever. She sees that. Okay, we're right at the point where people like my mother-in-law now see it, and now when you see it, you have a choice to either go along with it or not. See, so for so long, we've been deceived so much, it's almost like we didn't even know what was going on. Now we're at the point where we can see it. It is there, and they're going to need our will. They, meaning these globalists, these tyrannists, these Luciferians, whatever you want to call them, they are going to need our will to pull us across the finish line to enact their plan. I don't think they're going to give it, and I don't think as long as we keep our will, we have that dominion and power and the way the universe works, they can't do anything. That's my feeling. Your thoughts?
Yes, the power of the people are very strong. We saw that with early America. I mean, but like I say, if you're sitting there and you're looking at some politician and you believe him, let me quote James Madison. I say that he said it very clearly, the guy who put the Bill of Rights together. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. And I'm telling people that's the first principle of a real patriot. Mistrust them, move forward.
Wow.
He said it. That's an actual quote.
Wow. So I'm correct. Anything the government says, my first mode of operation.
Or anybody in authority, you know, question them, you know, ask them a question.
Yeah.
I've taught my students over the years, the same as ever. I said, there's one question the politicians really hate. Why? Why are you doing that? And most of the time, the answer is, we want your money. Yeah, okay. Well, that's why.
That's
the worst
power.
Question politicians have trouble answering, the why question.
Really, this is a spiritual. Do you? I mean, obviously, you speak in legal terms and black and white things that people understand. But really, this is, and I think that's becoming clear. This is a spiritual battle. Who are you, and who they want you to be?
It is a spiritual battle. You're absolutely correct. There's something behind government that's not very friendly to people who want freedom. No.
John Whitehead, I got it correct. John Whitehead. It is a pleasure always. I respect you so much. I want you to know that our show respects you so much. Rutherford.org is your website. Battlefield America is the book. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid. It's not time for fear. Let's get some Patrick Henry in us. Why should we be afraid? No reason. Anyway, last thought is yours. You got about 10 seconds, John.
I agree with Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death.
Wow. Stay right there. Stay right there when we go off air, John. Stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. I want you free as God intends you to be. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.